We do have some more business before us this evening. Good evening again. We are back in the full council meeting. Next up is number two on the agenda, which is PCR 100-23. I believe in the Finance Committee, we moved this favorable to the full council with public comment. Is that correct, Councilman Howe?
I apologize. Yes, Mr. President, it is.
Okay, so we will start up PCR 100-23. This is a resolution authorizing the waiver of conditions of ARPA funds provided to the Warwick School Department for the fiscal year 2024 budget and allocating the increased state aid for education to the school committee's account without a reduction of the 1 million ARPA contributions. Hear from the school department to speak on this issue.
Thank you. So I'm just going to read a statement from our attorney on this because I asked him for a little guidance when this showed up on the agenda. So we feel strongly that the additional state aid is required by law to be given to the district. We have provided the mayor and the council with state law as well as the Department of Education decisions that we believe are dispositive on the issue. We continue to hope the mayor and city council to release the funds unencumbered to the district without any interstate intervention. It's essentially it's additional state aid, and our position is that it should just go to the school department unencumbered.
Hey, thank you, and that Mr. Testa for the record. Thank you very much. So what is before us is the we have a resolution regarding these funds. So there has been some discussion and some debate when the mayor in his budget address to the city council, he said that any he put a line in there along the lines of if the state gives it, we'll give up to $1 million in ARPA funds. However, if the state gives additional funds to the school department, we can recoup the balance of that. So if they get a $500,000, we would take back $500,000. The school committee and the school department's claiming that they are should still get that $1 million additional funding from the state. The state kind of does their funding after the budget. The city of Warwick has to do their budget. So what is before us right now in city council is a resolution. And if you read the resolution, the city solicitor and the council solicitor kind of disagree with the attorneys from the school department. And they give their reasonings why, just as the school committee has given their reasons why. So that is detailed in the resolution in itself. And what is before us is that if this city council still would like to get ARPA funding, we are able to do that, but we would, this resolution would say, we don't believe that we have to do that, that this council is keeping their jurisdiction, and that if they were to vote in favorable for this particular resolution, it is done on our own will. It is not because we agree with the legal interpretation from the school department. In fact, the city solicitor has come up with kind of disagreeing with that. So that is before us here. Are there any questions? Council. Councilman Ricks.
I think it's very important, given the separation of powers between the city administration, the city council, and the school committee, for there to be trust, transparency between all of these different bodies. Every single year, the school committee and the school department, they come to the city council asking for an allocation, and the city council have the authority to either level fund or give an increase in funding. Naturally, expenses tend to go up every year, so most years, I would think it responsible for the city council to give an increase in the funds. But of course, the question is always, how much should that increase be? And that was the question we were faced with this last time around as well. And in fact, I recall being on the losing side, 5-4 vote regarding some increase in funding, where I did believe that that increasing in funding was warranted. However, it's difficult when looking at these massive budgets to determine exactly how much that can really be trimmed. How much of these different estimates are going to necessarily be higher or lower? And that's where all of us come in to ask some of these hard questions. We expect that the school department is going to come up with fair, transparent, honest answers. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that these operating costs are being met, that the school buildings are being properly maintained. In some years, not the current school committee and not the current school department, but in previous years that I've been a member of this council, I think it would be fair to say that there hasn't been that type of relationship. There have been times where we saw a pension fund being funded above the annual required contribution, and we continually saw a certain school finance director coming back to us and saying every single year, oh, we need X very high amount in order to avoid fiscal disaster this coming year, and yet, in the same breath, talking about how he worked a miracle in order to find extra money, and so they're running a surplus from the previous year. Year after year, running surpluses after continuously giving very dire forecasts. Now, that hasn't happened in recent years. There has been a positive relationship between the city council and the school committee. It's essential for that to continue in that direction going forward, because otherwise, it's not just a matter of a debate here between the city council or a meeting running long as if it's a mere inconvenience to us. It's something that affects the entire city with worry. It's the sort of thing where if there is an attempt to state that if a certain allocation isn't given to the city by the city council to the school committee, then the sky is falling and certain programs that nobody wants to see cut are going to be put on the chopping block, even though everyone really scrutinizing the numbers knows that there's a way to make that funding happen without those severe, dire cuts that everybody wants to see be avoided. Again, we have not seen that in at least the last couple of years or so that I've been on the city council. I truly want to see this move in a positive direction. This particular item in front of us, it is a bit concerning to me. This was a concern that I had raised at the time of these last budget hearings, that similar to the previous year, I would have preferred us to have a written agreement with the school committee or school department stating exactly the formula by which, if the state were to allocate additional funds, would there be a dollar-for-dollar offset? 2 years ago, we had that. This last year, we didn't have that written agreement. And I believe that there were some statements made about it being a, well, I suppose partly as a lawyer, I truly prefer for these things to be in writing. I think that having things in writing is not a matter of a lack of trust. It's a matter of just having clarity there for everybody. So as I look at this particular item, I see this as an opportunity, just like the last vote, there's an aspect to it where it is a matter of trust. Certain parts of processes that are beyond the city council's control, and we have to work with the rest of the bodies of government here in Warwick to make sure that the city is functioning, that the school department is functioning. And so I think that this is a great opportunity to clear the air and say that, yes, we want to move forward on a positive footing, a good note moving into next year. And we want to, similar to more recent years, have that transparency and trust with the school committee and the school department, that when the school department is presenting its numbers and we're asking the hard questions, we're getting honest answers to those hard questions so that we can make the most informed decision that we can and balance those interests of how much can the taxpayers bear and how much do the schools truly need to make sure that we are funding those needs. So for those reasons, I do support this allocation. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. Anyone else have any questions or comments on this? Councilman Sinapi.
So I've already, at least in my own dealings with the school committee, made it known that while I'm not happy with how this worked out and how I would have preferred it go differently, I don't think there's any doubt that the appropriation does need to happen regardless of the manner in which it comes about, especially in light of the one-year contract they got, which happened to be very well done. And it evidences exactly what Councilman Ricks has been saying about the positive steps forward. And that one-year contract, despite only being 1 year, is exactly along the right lines we're looking for. So, I mean, the appropriation seems like a no-brainer. And I'm somewhat biased, considering I was also on the losing side of that 5-4 vote with Councilman Ricks when we try to get more funding. So I admit this is a great opportunity for me to get exactly that. However, in light of the contract alone that warrants it, not to mention, it, I mean, we just straight up need it. Before, the issue was, well, there's not a cost that we can say is directly related to the teacher's contract because it's not in the budget yet because they didn't know. Now we know it's X amount of dollars. They need it, so you should appropriate it, especially when the alternative is a legal gray zone of that is very unique and probably will never happen again because ARPA funds won't be a thing anymore. That's not, I don't want to find out, legally speaking, how that shakes out.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Councilman Gephardt.
I don't love this because I thought we had an agreement. I thought we approved a budget. I thought we approved the city budget. And I thought we were pretty fixed in what we were intending to do. Councilman Ricks raises a good point that, you know, despite putting language in the memo, you know, maybe the administration didn't do or take all the steps they could have to shore this up to keep us out of a legal gray zone. You know, I think we dug pretty deep in the budgeting process this year and tried to meet what was asked of us. I know that there was a little bit of quibbling at the end about some projects, but I think we, or some programs, but I think we got where we, did we get, thought we got to a happy, fair place. So I was surprised mention about what feels like kind of going back on what we had in past practice from the year prior. And what I thought was the deal for this year. So I appreciate my colleagues that feel like they know what the need is for these funds. I thought we met the needs during the budgeting process. I have not been presented with or seen any compelling reason that the funds need to be appropriated at this time. Happy to listen, but you know, I thought we went through the budgeting process already, so leave it at that.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from anyone who hasn't had a chance to speak yet? We had not, and I'll come back to you, Councilman. This was not in committee, so the members of the public have not had an opportunity to speak. So are there any members of the public that would like to be heard on PCR 100-23? Just go to that microphone right there, sir. And just please identify yourself for the record.
Hi, Brandon Bull. I'm actually the finance director for Warwick Public Schools. So just regarding the question of the appropriation and the fairness of the allocation, I think that the goal of the administration is to continue to have a fruitful, good working relationship with the city. But at the time that the budget was approved, there was $1.4 million that needed to be cut by the school administration. And so we sort of viewed it as this is going to be a very difficult budget year. And so when state aid came in after the city budget had already been approved, or the school budget had been approved, it was making a difficult year less difficult. There's a number of programs that over the past 3 years have been funded by federal aid. Some difficult decisions are going to be made over the next couple of years regarding those programs. So we're going to become a little bit more dependent on the state aid coming in. So rather than cutting a program that's been funded by ESSER over the past 3 years, we can use this $750,000 in order to fund that program. I think that's the general sentiment we have around the $750,000. But happy to answer any other budgetary sort of questions.
Councilor Sinapi.
And so correct me if I'm wrong, but the one-year contract wasn't in the budget because nobody knew what it would be at the time of the budget meetings, right?
Could you repeat that one more time?
The allocation for the one-year contract was not in the budget at the time the council considered it, right?
We budget for compensation as part of our budgeting process. We do also have a working five-year plan that was approved by a finance subcommittee in 2019. So that plan is still technically in action. But we've been through a couple of finance directors since the time of that plan passing. But we do still try to act within that five-year plan as well, especially when it comes to compensation, which is obviously our largest line item.
Right. And so I might be misremembering, but my recollection of the hearing, the budget hearings, was that it was specifically called out that why isn't there a projection for the 1 year for any contract actually in the budget? And it was stated that because nobody knows what it's going to be yet, and we didn't want to just throw a number in there.
Yeah, so at the time of budgeting, we also we hadn't even began discussions with the WTU at that point.
Right, so you weren't able to put an estimate in because you had no idea what it was going to be, right?
Correct.
All right, so since then, obviously now you have the contract, so it's a cost that was not known, now it's known, at least in the perspective of there was something that wasn't, now it is as a new cost. We had no estimate on, we have it now. Whether or not that's enough to be a compelling reason to give more money, I mean, that's up to each person, especially because the point was raised then during the budget hearings that arguably an estimate should be put in. I could go either way on it, frankly. All I care about is now from the practical perspective where we're at. Where it's now in the budget, it's a definitive cost, there's a contract, it's gonna get funded. And it's not a giveaway contract either, which is significant, because I think everybody here already knows, but back in the day, now I really am old. They always used to be giveaway contracts, and the school committee has been getting better and better about preventing exactly that from happening anymore. And this is a perfect example of it.
Yeah, it should be noted that in the 1 year contract, we were able to gain healthcare concessions for the first time in decades. So
exactly.
Agreed.
Councilman Gephardt.
So the way the use of ARPA funds was sold to us in terms of a supplemental appropriation to the school department, and the way it was sold to the residents, and the way I understand the covenants on the use of the ARPA funds to, you know, be pretty expressly stated, is that they are, you know, to cover sort of one-time, you know, capital or infrastructure improvements, or to cover, you know, maybe a learning loss program in a couple of years out from the pandemic. What I thought I heard you say was, you know, that your hope banking on future state aid coming in, and that looking to continue programs that are already running, which feels to me like operating expense and like a perpetual expense, which does not feel like what these funds are meant to be used for. And then my colleague from Ward 8, you know, talking primarily about a contract, which are most certainly perpetual costs. So, you know, I'm concerned that we're in a quandary here about whether, you know, actually pledging ARPA funds is even a valid use for those funds. And so, you know, I worry about that particularly.
Thank you, Councilman. What we did with our ESSER funds funded things, or still funds things, like math interventionists, reading specialists, additional math interventionists. So what Mr. Bull is saying is, when the ESSER funds disappear, okay, we have a decision to make. Do we still keep all of those, the additional math interventionists or reading interventionists? That's a decision we'd have to make. But I think we need to delineate between ESSER and ARPA. Essentially, what this is to Councilman Ricks's point, 2 years ago, we sat on the floor and we had a debate about the ARPA funds and supplanting it later, and there was an agreement, right? Our contention is, in this year's budget, we never had such a discussion, right? To your point, it wasn't right. So that's the crux of it. So the city allocation was $4 million, $3 million, and then $1 million in ARPA. So when the extra state aid came in, and again, to your Councilman Gephardt's point, when we had our budget, we hadn't even begun discussions with the WTU. So, you know, it was six of one, half dozen of another to put the money in the budget or not. So we didn't. So as it turns out, the extra state aid came in, and then the issue is before you guys now.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess my question will be to Mr. Testa. And I'll also have a question for the Chief of Staff, too. So, David, when the school committee was meeting with the mayor and discussing, you know, the budget, et cetera, it appears from the documents that we've had and seen that there was an agreement. And let me rephrase that. The mayor extended the olive branch, if you will, for X dollars and cents if the school committee or the school department didn't get the additional funds that they were looking for. The mayor said, we will use X dollars and cents, or we will move X dollars and cents over to the school department if you don't get it. Well, you did get it. And I think from what I've seen, I think you actually might have received a little bit more. So what troubles me with this is department, school committee, the mayor, met with us during budget hearings, and no one said that, oh, by the way, we don't agree with that. Even if we get the additional monies, we still want to keep the 750 or a million or whatever it is. I don't recall that conversation taking place with this city council during those budget hearings. So now here we are at a position where we have to make the decision. The decision has been moved over to us. As I see this, the school committee, the school department had a consensus with the mayor. Certainly nobody jumped up and down and said, oh, well, wait a minute, Mr. Mayor, you know, that's not acceptable. If we get, you know, our monies from the state, we still want this extra monies that you're talking about in opera funds. And that troubles me. Now, if I may, I would like to ask the chief of staff a question.
Please just identify yourself for the record.
Sure. Aaron McAsey, Mayor's Chief of Staff.
Hi, Chief.
Hi, Councilman.
Chief, were you in any of those meetings when this was discussed about moving APRA funds over to the school department if they did not get the monies they were looking for from the state?
Sure. So, Councilman, there were two specific meetings. One would have taken place prior to the budget being presented to council. And then there was a second meeting which occurred after the budget was passed. As you know, the language was included in the mayor's budget message that outlined this agreement similar to the previous fiscal year. Actually, it was pretty much the same language that was in the fiscal year prior, which was approved by the council. The school department was aware of that language. To my understanding, it was discussed in that first meeting. They were certainly aware of that language after the council adopted the budget of the city, and the administration's job was to execute. The school department, through the school committee chair, reached out to the mayor, asked if the mayor would reconsider that piece of language, and could a conversation happen.
So prior to the budget hearings, do you recall at any time, did anyone from the school department or the school committee say, oh, by the way, if we get that extra funds, we want to keep that additional monies that you're talking about? Did that conversation ever take place?
Not to my knowledge, Councilman, no. The school department, to my knowledge, was well aware of the language in the mayor's budget message as approved by council.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now this all comes to us. The budget comes to us. The mayor's budget message is very clear. And it was approved based upon the information and the understanding that we had existed between the mayor and the school department. Now we're saying, nope, we changed our mind. We want to keep the money anyways. That's not how you do business. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of the public? Any other questions or comments from members of the public? Any other questions or comments for anyone who hasn't a chance to speak yet? Councilman Sinapi.
So Councilman Lattister's point is not only well taken, but it goes back to the start of my comments when I said I wasn't thrilled with how we got here, and I disagreed with the path we took, or rather that was taken. But that being said, based on the legal authority, when it comes to whether or not there even is an agreement that is allowed to exist, regardless of whether or not the school committee wants it to, because of that legal authority, where it basically nullifies any, we're left with this weird situation where does it apply to ARPA funds too, does it not? And there's not, I don't think there's any legal authority directly regarding, because this has not come up before. They have it on the adjacent issues, but not on that. So rather than get into a fight about it over something really where it's not really, doesn't make sense to fight over, given that this item wasn't budgeted for good reason. Now it is, for an even better reason. So the funds are needed. And let that be the analysis, as opposed to if we start getting into the nitty-gritty of it, it gets really complicated. And because it's a legal gray area, I understand taking issue with the situation, and because as I've noted multiple times now, I do as well, but we're here and we're not talking about a school committee that is trying to think of non-swear words, that has done shady thing after shady thing, constantly saying, we have no money, we found money, or we're going to cut all the things you like and everyone likes unless you give us more money. And that's not happening here. And I don't want to start pretending like that's what we're dealing with, because it's not. This is an issue where both sides have their own opinion. It's spelled out in the resolution. Us saying yes on the resolution doesn't change the fact we're not seeding over like we were wrong or they're wrong. Nope, just forget it. We're moving on. Won't make the same situation come up again, and that's what matters. Just move forward, progress, etc. And it's okay to not be thrilled with the situation, but we got to get things done.
Any other questions or comments? Councilman Ricks.
I'll try to be briefer than I usually am. I agree with Councilman Snappy. I think in a situation like this, we have our position, school committee and school department have their position. I think that both sides should learn from this for the future. I think that in this context, we're presented with two choices. We can either extend the olive branch or we can go to battle. What do our constituents really want here? Clearly, the school department has the need for it. It's a responsible need, as well as it relates to this contract that was approved. And given that, do our constituents really want to see on the city side us spending money on lawyers using city dollars and forcing the school department to also spend taxpayer dollars that ultimately come from the same pot, come from the same taxpayers, in order to fight a battle about an issue that's not really going to ever repeat itself because, well, these are ARPA funds? Or would they rather see us move on, learn from this experience? I think the latter. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Lattison.
Thank you, Mr. President. With all due respect to my colleagues, sometimes you need to take a stance and you need to fight. You know, to constantly just say, oh, well, you know, I don't want to fight this because I don't think we're going to win, or it's going to cost us some money, or it's going to do this, or it's going to do that. I've been hearing this for 11 years. Sometimes you need to take a stance. You need to fight. And to just say, well, I'm going to go along with this because I don't really want to get into the fight. When a deal is reached, and when an agreement is reached, and it's been approved, I mean, it is what it is. The mayor extended the olive branch. He said, if you don't get X, Y, and Z, we'll give you the money. If you do get it, we're going to keep the money, because there's other things that are needed in this city as well. So you all know that I don't always agree with the administration. But in this case, I do. It was discussed. Nobody contested it. Nobody said, nope, nope, that's not the way we want it. Everybody went along, oh yeah, everybody's hunky-dory. Well, here we are now, it's in our lap. Sometimes you need to fight. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from members of the council? Okay, do we have a motion? Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Do we have a second? Second by Councilman Sinapi and Councilman McElroy. Any other questions or comments? I will just say, for my comments, is that the school department, if this turns into a legal issue, it's, you know, the school department versus the council or the administration. Like Councilman Rick said, it is like suing yourself. The only people that are going to make out on that are the attorneys. However, I think going forward, and we are going to be doing a budget relatively soon, before we know it, we'll be back here. And I'm sure the school department will be asking for additional funds. I will remember this. I will remember how this process laid out. I will not be looking, you know, maybe we wait going forward now, and we fund the schools with what they need, and then any additional funding, maybe we have to wait now until after the state comes in with their funding, and maybe it'll be on the school department and the school administration to come to us asking for a supplemental to show why they need additional funds. I'm also not pleased at all how this process played out, and that if this were to pass, I'm going to consider you know, that we've already invested $750,000. We already have that towards next year. I'm just going to remember that again. The budgets come every year, and I don't agree with how this played out at all. I think that we are all one as a city. And we did a really big thing tonight for the future. And we're back to business. This is what it is. So I will remember this process as we move forward, as in future budgets. And I will remember how this played out. And that may weigh in on future considerations that I need to make when it comes to future school budgets. So this has been moved and second for favorable action. So the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on PCR 100-23.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
No.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lanza?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
No.
6 yes, 3 no, motion passes.
Thank you, the motion passes. We are now moving to unanimous consent. Ward 1, anything to docket on unanimous consent?
Pass.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Pass.
Ward 4?
I have one thing to docket. Is
it for docket? Unanimous consent?
Oh, no.
Okay. Ward 5? Ward 6?
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8? Ward 9? Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor of moving to docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We are now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket this evening?
No.
Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3?
Yes, Mr. President, one item.
Go ahead, Councilman.
Thank you. An ordinance relative to union and non-union health benefits.
For whom? The solicitor needs some additional information to know which one to go into.
It would be an ordinance, so it would probably...
Do you anticipate it would have a fiscal impact?
Yes.
Finance?
Finance Committee. Ward 4.
Yes, Mr. President, I have one. A resolution in regards to erecting a stop sign on Williston Road where it abuts Community Road.
Public Safety.
Ward 5.
Yes, Mr. President, I have 7. No, I'm only kidding. I'm done for the night.
You just made the clerk's heart jump a little bit there. Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7, I have 2. First is an ordinance in regards to a no parking signs from the intersection of Staples Ave to Midley Ave, eastbound all the way to 70 Staples Ave. I have a traffic study.
Public safety.
Mr. President, I have one more. Tax title to Morney Avenue.
Okay, Solicitor Walsh, I'm going to docket an ordinance in regards to no parking signs. That'll go into ordinance. And the second item I will be docketing is a resolution in regards to RI General Laws 44-7-14, uncollectible taxes. Finance. Ward 8. Ward 9. All right, thank you very much. We are adjourned.